Restoring My Soul, Friday the 3rd of January. Prayer for Faith. When Jesus dismissed the disciples prior to the commencement of his offering journey, he brought an end to their former righteousness and to their carnal approach to ministry. He did this so that they could be established on the pathway of salvation that he was about to author for them. They did not understand Christ's instruction and were, instead, offended that they were being made redundant. Peter was particularly emphatic, asking, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered Peter, saying, "Will you lay your life down for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me 3 times. Significantly, in the context of this discussion, Jesus also said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Later, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus invited Peter to join the fellowship of this same prayer. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." It is important to recognize that Jesus was not saying that Peter needed to watch and pray so that he would overcome the temptation to deny him. Jesus had already made it clear that this would occur. In fact, the collapse of Peter's projection through denial was necessary for his salvation. The temptation for which Jesus had prayed for Peter was to draw back in self-righteous condemnation when he met Jesus eye to eye. If Peter drew back in unbelief, he would fail to receive faith for his participation in the process of regeneration and renewing that Jesus was establishing for his salvation. He would draw back to destruction. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 13, verses 36 to 38, Matthew chapter 26, verse 35, Luke chapter 22, verses 31 to 32, Mark chapter 14, verses 37 to 38, and Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 39. For further reading, Hebrews chapter 10.